prince. Did they deign to say even that much?
Yes. They say that whatever damaged the prince made him unfit to rule.
Humph. What do they mean by unfit?
They didn't say that.
I suppose they wouldn't.
Liam got up and moved restlessly around the room.
And you are convinced this is the same sword?
My lord, your uncle and several other older men at court recognized it, could describe the runes on the blade without seeing them. Also the elf, Amrothlan, whose sister was the queen and the prince's mother.
I never told Jerris about finding a sword, mused Liam. I should have thought of that, but it never occurred to me that he might know anything. He's been at court most of his life, and...
The elves said they... desired you not to speak to your uncle about it.
Blast them, said Liam,
not sounding as angry as Pax would have thought.
They're always so clever. I've said often enough you can be too clever sometimes, clever enough to tie your own bootstrings together, and they are sure the prince lived?
So they say. But they will not say where or who. That is what I am to find out.
You're sure that is your quest? Asked Estelle. How do you know?
Pox shook her head. My lady, the king, as he was dying, asked that I take the throne. Because I had brought this sword and was a paladin, others agreed. But a paladin is not a ruler. I was not called to rule, but to save the realm by returning its rightful king. I am as sure of this as I am of the call I received in the first place, but I cannot tell you how.
Estelle opened her mouth, but Liam spoke first. How do you hope to find him? And what do you think he will be like after all these years?
Pox recited the guesses they had come to in Chea, age, hair color, eyes, and so on. That he had been a servant, and according to the elves had forgotten his past, even his name.
But so many men could fit that description, she said.
So I thought to trace this sword back as I could. The elves reported that you had found it and tried to return it to them.
That's so, said Liam, facing her again. I found it near the bodies of three elves and many orcs. I sent word to the Lady's Forest by the rangers and got back the message that I should give it to the one for whom it was made.
And you had no idea who that was?
No. All I knew of the sword was that it was elven.
You hadn't seen it at court?
No, Liam answered slowly. I had not been at court yet, when the queen disappeared. I was a page at my uncle's, along with the king's younger brothers, the old kings, that is. They were kings themselves later.
Did you know of any such sword?
Liam shook his head.
Then what did you think, when they told you that?
Liam frowned. I thought it was typical elven arrogance, to be honest. They knew something I didn't, and were having a joke at my expense. I saw nothing on the scabbard, and then I saw the runes on the blade. It looked like a woman's blade, and from the runes I judged her name might have been elven. None of the runes fit Estelle or my daughters, and none of them wanted the sword, with that message hanging over it. I wouldn't sell it, of course, or send it out of my own hall without telling the elves. I dare say they knew that. I thought I'd be left with it until some elven lady walked in to claim it. Then Ciri Phelan came to tell me of his wedding, and his wife's name was Tamarian Mistyanyi. Two of the runes, light or fire, and mountains. I thought of that at once and offered it to him as a wedding gift. Then I told the elves where I'd bestowed it, and they said it was well enough.
Yes, said Pox, but was it?